This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. It's been a very exciting week. And I desperately need to get some more power steering fluid in my car, which is the reason that it's groaning. But we'll be okay. We'll make it home. Anyways, been an exciting week. We were ramping up to a quick project that we were trying to get done, and it was supposed to go live on Monday. We're not going to hit Monday, but we're going to be close. And hopefully everything will go well, because we can't really say that we've tested it as exhaustively as possible. But it'll be fine. It'll probably be fine. I'm just going to check again to make sure that we're actually recording. Looking. Yes, we are. Okay. It is a little later. Easter is coming up here soon. This weekend, in fact. And Easter is really early this year, as you all know, with the Sundays falling like they are. And so I was just at church, left work, went to church. I've been at church ever since. And aside from all the stuff that was going on at work, which we're good on, God's been good. I found out today that there was enough stuff going on for sound for Sunday that in order to get everything squared away, we actually redid the board. So, so there was a bunch of stuff that was changed there, but I was there at 4:30 and the head sound person was there at 4:30, and between the two of us, we got it all squared away, and we think we're okay, and lots of instrumentalists, and it was sounding fine when I left, so all that seems to be good. It all seems to be good. So God has been kind. He's been good. He's helped us through this week. I am working on the, I got all the files uploaded for book 20, got the picture done of the kids, and got the cover finished, got the files uploaded, got the beta copies ordered. I'm recruiting beta readers as we speak, so that's all going fine. The books are supposed to be in next week. I have a few more beta readers to find, but I'll go ahead and put up a notice on Facebook, and we'll see where we go from there. So that's all good. And I just barely started book 21. But I know where I'm starting there, and so that's good. So I know what's happening there. And I don't have no idea what everything that's happening in this book, but I know the general idea, and I know all the reveals that I have to do before I'm done, and this is fourth from the end. No, third from the end? Third, second from the end, first from the end, the end. However you count it, there's four more to go, and I'm in the process of writing book 21 now, so it's getting a little exciting. I tell you, this was a long haul. So, but, you know, God's been so kind and so good to help up to this point. It seems inconceivable that he would not help me finish it up. So, you know, I have an assurance that everything is going to be just fine. So, anyways, we're puttering along there. Costumes are going fine as well. I'm working on the Bugs Bunny costume. I'm in the middle of making raw materials now for a cardstock origami paper tuxedo jacket. So I had to make 35 of one pattern. That was an origami tessellation. It's sort of like a herringbone pattern, sort of. And it had folds that were 1 inch apart. And so those took me about 20 minutes a piece to make, and I made 35 of those. And now I'm working on the tessellations that are half inch apart. And so each sheet of paper there takes me about an hour and a half. Excuse me, and I need 8 of those. So working on those, hoping to get those done this weekend. I have 4 of those done. Need to do 4 more. And then I have to actually try to make this work. Conceptually, I think I know what I'm doing. The 1-inch tessellations will comprise most of the quote-unquote fabric of the tuxedo jacket. But then I'm going to use the half-inchers because they fold and bend easier. I'm going to use the half-inchers to do all the joints. So it'll be like at the shoulders, it'll be like at the waist where it wraps around the torso on the side, it'll be elbows, and, you know, so I don't need many of those, but I just need some. But anyway, so that all seems to be going fine. It'll be interesting to kind of see how all this ends up. Because I don't necessarily have an incredible plan, but you know, it's gonna be fine. It will be just fine. Then once I get that done, I still have the tuxedo shirt to make with a collar and a bow tie and then a cummerbund, a red cummerbund. And probably a bunny tail. I've got to make a bunny tail out of origami. We'll figure out how to get that done. And then we'll go from there. So, but it's not until April 30th. Well, the holiday is April 30th. I think the actual Bugs Bunny Day is the last week in April, which means I think that I have 4 weeks at this point. But that's doable. I think that's doable. So I think we'll be okay. Then there's World Parrot Day. Still have to figure out what to do about Mother's Day. Kind of coming up empty there, but we'll get it figured out. It'll be fine. All is well. So this week, I'm actually late because it's, what, 8 o'clock-ish already, and so the sun has finally gone down for the day. So this week I'm working without notes, but I think it'll be okay, because I was listening to a really... Well, there were a couple of podcasts that I was listening to. Both were Jordan Peterson podcasts. One of them was with a streamer named Destiny, who was a gaming streamer, but then he had started offering more commentary on political things, and Jordan Peterson actually had him on because he was one of the few liberals who would actually come on Jordan Peterson's show and talk. And it was interesting. I had higher hopes, frankly, for the podcast than it turned out to be, because it's amazing how much people will claim to be a certain thing, open-minded, want to discuss things, want to have good conversations, that sort of thing. But then when pressed, they immediately fall back into ridicule and derision and blanket statements that are just stated as conclusive facts that aren't conclusive facts at all, that it would take you so long to unpack it, it's just almost not worth all the effort to unpack it. One of the things that this guy kept quoting over and over about how great the vaccine for COVID was the fact that it was 100% effective. Well, it was 100% effective. Really? So, but, you know, by the time you get it unpacked, and by, it's just like, whatever. So that was one of the things that I was listening to, and, you know, it was a lot more of the same. But then I've been listening as well to a podcast that Jordan Peterson did with Brent Weinstein, and it's really, really good. And it's amazing again how, to me, how far we had drifted from any perception of quote-unquote doing the right thing, following any general moral principles. It's really startling. Being concerned at all about, well, what will happen if people find out that something like this has happened or something like that has happened. I mean, it's really, it's astonishing. So, Brent Weinstein had just returned from a trip to investigate what was happening with the border crisis. And one of the things he did is he went down to Panama to the Darien Gap. I'm no authority on the Darien Gap, but from what I understand, the jungle is so thick in Panama through this spot that it is the one spot in the great Trans-American Highway that runs all the way from Alaska down to the tip of Southern America, that the only non-contiguous section, the only piece they didn't finish, was the Darien Gap. And the Darien Gap is rough, and as people are moving up and they're trying to get to America, they have to pass through the Darien Gap, and in fact it's really rough. So everybody who goes through the Darien Gap that has any money at all gets robbed, and, you know, it's not good. It's just not good. So when you get on the north side of it, then you're in Panama, and Brent Weinstein, Weinstein was describing the things that he saw and that things that people have been talking about that are going on in the Darien Gap. And somehow I just completely missed that all this was happening. But it's pretty astonishing. So apparently there are refugee camps down there, and refugees are taken care of until they can scrape up enough money for a bus ticket, and then these refugees get on these buses that are being sponsored by international organizations, and those buses in one fell swoop take them from Panama all the way up to the United States border. And all the countries in between just pass them through. Normally, if you weren't on one of these buses, you would, you know, have to show some visas or have to do something. But apparently, if you're on one of these buses, all the countries have decided, you know what, we're just passing them straight through. And so that's very interesting. And it's very interesting that there are multiple international organizations that are telling people step-by-step instructions of how to get to these camps, what to do, you know, how to get to the buses, blah, 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 blah. So you have this whole organized effort to make sure that as many people as possible know how to get to all these different things. But it gets even stranger because there isn't just one type of camp. In fact, according to Brent Weinstein, there is a whole series of camps where people are, but they're in one spot, and then there's this completely separate camp that's somewhere totally different. And the army of Panama, you know, guards them differently. Their people are held separately because in one camp, you have all of the Panamanian, you have all the Panamanian, Ecuadorian, other South American, you know, refugees that are trying to get into the United States. And in the other camp, you have exclusively Chinese. Very few children, all young men, military age. And they're just off in this camp by themselves. And according to Brent Weinstein, almost all of them, if not all of them, come in by boat to Ecuador. And then they come down to this camp because you can land in Ecuador without showing any visas. And then they come down to this camp. They are wired money from mainland China, supposedly from their families. And then they buy their bus ticket, and they get on their bus ticket, and they are shipped straight up to the U.S. border. And I find it impossible to believe that the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, all of these people do not know, find it impossible to believe that the intelligence agencies do not know that Chinese nationals are flooding in, and they're mostly young men, and they're all of military age. And this doesn't seem to bother anyone. And you just think, well, what is the purpose of this? Why are we just allowing this to happen? I mean, it seems like this borders on treasonous to me. Because I don't think anyone would call China our friend. And if it was full Chinese families seeking asylum, that would be one thing. But the fact that it's all young men, military age, and there aren't many young people around, or old people, or women, highly suspicious that they are just trying to get into our country because they love our country and they want to make a better lives for themselves in the United States. And if there is a chance that, in fact, they are the enemy, then by doing what we're doing at the southern border, real is just aiding and abetting the enemy. So that was all very interesting. And it just kind of makes you wonder. But the second half of the podcast was just as interesting because Jordan Peterson and Brent Weinstein got into a discussion about the role of religion in society, specifically the role of the Christian belief system and what it has allowed to occur. And Brent Weinstein considers himself to be a liberal. He considers himself to be he's an evolutionary biologist. I don't know that he necessarily, up until this point I was hearing him talking, believes in God per se, but I mean, to hear them discuss it, it sounded like both of them were absolutely convinced that the Christian, i.e. the Judeo-Christian belief system, was used as foundational principles for the United States of America. And because that was used as the financial foundational principle, and because it was used to create a prototype government that both of them recognized, it wasn't fully fleshed out, but there was enough of a prototype there that was based on the principles, that those principles were what contributed to America accomplishing everything that has been accomplished. America, it's very interesting to listen to these guys just flat out say, the Christian belief system promotes the idea of a larger community, that it's not just your kin and your relatives that you need to look out for, but that there is a larger community of humanity that we need to work together and cooperate. In essence, love your neighbor. And that on the basis of that, they believe that America became what it became, and are both of them are convinced that America is in great danger because we have walked away from that. And that's absolutely my opinion. All this, these problems that we're having, where businesses are just grabbing everything they can, where there doesn't seem to be any scruples and morals anymore, where you've got governmental figures that would, you've got a president who took an oath to uphold the Constitution, and then he just keeps turning around and doing things that are either clearly unconstitutional or maybe are in a gray area, and then go to the Supreme Court and they're told you can't do that, and then they turn around and try to figure out another way to do it. And it's just amazing to watch all that, that there just doesn't seem to be any concern anymore about following any moral framework. It's just, we're going to do whatever we want to do because we have the power and we're the ones that are going to do it. And, you know, it's not just Democrats. I mean, I can't say that I'm that thrilled with some of the Republicans either. And you see a lot of smoke and noise and all that kind of stuff, but everything just keeps going along and people just keep taking their money and, you know, and it's like every industry that we're looking at, whether it's health or entertainment or media or politics, and frankly, even if it's in the religious sphere, it's astonishing how little moral fabric there is being implemented in any of these things. And it's because we kicked God out. And if you're going to kick God out, you know, it might not happen overnight, but everything falls apart. So it's a really good podcast. I highly recommend it. It's on my Spotify playlist. It's called The Darien Gap. Let's see, The Darien Gap and Postmodernism. Jordan Peterson podcast. You can find it on Spotify and on YouTube. Number 434, I think, something like that. Anyways, so really fascinating. And it's just amazing to hear highly intellectual people in a public forum making the claims that they are making unironically with regards to the Christian belief system. I mean, it's just, I don't need anyone to make claims about the Christian belief system for me to believe in it and for me to have a vibrant relationship with Jesus Christ. But it's really fascinating to hear people talking like this, especially since all my life, all I've heard from the media in the United States and from Hollywood and from this, that, and that was ridicule. So, yeah, it's a very, very interesting time to be alive. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.